The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hello, welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our special guest for the third week in a row, Jim Harrity, regional manager with Sites Brothers, who are pest management professionals.
Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming here 3 weeks in a row. We enjoyed our discussions with you the past 2 weeks, and I know that we're going to have a terrific discussion
today. You didn't enjoy bed bugs.
No.
You didn't enjoy the
bed bug
discussion.
Well, it was very informative.
How'd this week go for you?
Oh, good. I was scratching every time. I'm looking under the mattress.
Uh-huh. We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We talk about many different real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, listen to archive radio shows, or view our realtor videos by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Okay, Jim Harrity, regional manager with Sites Brothers, pest management professionals. Give me a little bit of background, please, on you and your company.
Well, we are a family-owned business. We've been in business since 1975, primarily a pest control business, but we do offer other services, radon mitigation, testing, mold, asbestos abatement, and basement and crawl space waterproofing. We've been doing that throughout Northeast and Central PA since 1975, and you can find us on the web, www.sitesbrothers.com. You can email us, info@sitesbrothers.com, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
And Sites is spelled S-E-I-T-Z.
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, and you've been doing this 16 years, correct?
16 years.
Last week, we talked about the last half of the show we primarily devoted to bed bugs.
Yes.
And what to look for and all the different treatments that you offer. And how to tell if you have them.
Sure.
Okay. This week, I thought we'd talk about everything else that's an insect. Spiders, other types of ants, stink bugs.
Oh, I hate stink bugs.
Stink bugs. We are coming into the season.
Okay. What are stink bugs?
Stink bugs, they were first found in Asia. They weren't a problem in the United States. And around 1991, I believe, 91, 92, they were first documented in the United States in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So they were first found here. They became a problematic pest throughout our region here. Wineries, fruit, anybody that grows fruit can't stand stink bugs. Or somebody that has a house of susceptible to them can't stand them either.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, coming into the season, you know, the last 2 weeks of August and the first 2 weeks of September are very important for stink bugs for treatments. So if you have stink bugs, right now is the time to treat, because you want to get a treatment on the exterior of the house to stop them from overwintering inside your house. And when I say overwintering, they'll get into the cracks, crevices, normally into attic areas, get back behind insulation. They leave a pheromone back there and they huddle up. And that's where they overwinter inside the house. So come January, February, when you see that stink bug flying around the inside of your house, that's because you didn't treat the last 2 weeks of August or the first 2 weeks of September.
What is the treatment?
Treatment normally is, we'll come in. We do give free estimates. So we would come out, assess the situation. We'll come out, treat around the windows on the inside, cracks, crevices throughout the house, top to bottom. And then what we'll do is treat the full exterior. We have power spray rigs on the back of our truck, so we would treat the eaves, all the entry points around the outside of the house. We'll also use some strips sometimes up in the attic, like fumigant strips almost. Sometimes you could put a light trap up in the attic. So there's many different ways to kill stink bugs. I think we have a pretty good treatment out there. And yes, they all do come with warranties, normally 90 days. It should take care of them.
And you'll never see another stink bug as long as you live.
No. Normally what I recommend is after that 90 days, do something on a regular basis. 2 weeks ago, I think we were talking about prevention. I think one of the best programs out there is some type of pest control program, whether it's with my company or there's so many other pest control companies out there. Materials are made to last. They're not like materials of the past that just sit there and they'll keep killing. They're made to break down over time. So they'll break down over 90 days. So a material will last 30 to 90 days. We do a quarterly home protection plan that will take care of 37 different insects, 2 different rodents, 90 days apart. If you have any problems, we're back to you at no charge. That's normally what I recommend to any home throughout Northeast or Central Pennsylvania.
We had talked about stink bugs off the air. Last year, we had a problem that they had swarmed into a curtain around the air conditioner, and there was like 20 of them in there, and the most disgusting things to get rid of. I can't stand it. But you gave me a solution of what to do with that air conditioner over the winter that I didn't do over last winter.
What you want to do is when you take this air conditioner out of the window, you want to put it into a 6 mil contractor bag. And that's the heavy contractor bag. And put they're called no pest strips. You can find them in your Lowe's, Home Depot, True Values. Put that inside that bag, and in the spring when you open that up, I'm sure you'll find dead stink bugs throughout that bag.
So they're living in the air conditioner?
Yep, air conditioner vents.
That's where they live.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got Jackie itching already.
Yeah, right. I know.
Okay.
Well, last week,
itching again.
Well, and these stink bugs, they're a weird looking type of bug. They have something like an imprint on their back.
It's almost like a shield.
Right.
And if you look at them close, they're grayish to brown. We have what's called the brown marmorated stink bug. The best information that you can find out about stink bugs actually comes from our state university. Penn State University has done so many good things with bed bugs. Them and Rutgers.
Stink bugs.
And they're named stink bug because when you squash them,
the unpleasant odor.
Okay. Now.
Which I'm sure.
Yes, I know about that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why I put the vacuum cleaner, put them in the central vacuum, they're gone. Never to be seen again.
Okay. So they.
She's going to hit you over the head with that vacuum.
Yeah.
So we live in this area, neighborhood in Dunmore, and a lot of the homes have it. So it's throughout the neighborhood. It's not just our house that has them.
No, and normally what I see is I'll see light-colored homes for whatever reason. I don't know if it's the way that the sun reflects off them, but it's always going to be the sunny side, and it's going to be a light-colored home 9 out of 10 times.
Okay, that's
we right that? Light
yes,
color home.
We do, and the window that they came in is at the sunny side
of the house.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
See that? I took my Dale Carnegie mind reading course.
Well, after today, you're leaving straight from the studio and you're going to my house.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, spiders.
Spiders.
Let's talk about spiders.
We actually deal with many different spiders out there, and there's many different spider species throughout the United States. What I hear a lot of times is I got bit by a spider. A lot of times it's not necessarily the case. A lot of spiders aren't strong enough to puncture skin. Now, it's the total opposite on elderly people because they have soft skin. Babies, newborns, something like that. Yes, a spider could puncture skin. But we don't have the quote-unquote bad spiders here. We don't have the brown recluse. We don't have the black widow. They're more south. But every time I say we don't have them here,
they show up.
For some reason, it just happened last year in the Poconos. They just found a brown recluse spider right up by Pocono Raceway. And they think that it probably came off a truck or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
They're the big two. What we normally deal with here is the wolf spiders. They're the big, hairy spider. But that's normally what we see. And you know, the old coal region basements, you'll get the cellar spider or the sack spider down there. And normally the best way to control them, dehumidification, which is becoming every week, I think for the past 3 weeks, I said dehumidification. Make sure you have a dehumidifier down your basement. Take that moisture out and make sure you're knocking down those webs.
Moisture is a culprit for any of these insects that we've talked about over the last 3 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. It's all tied to moisture.
And we have in this region, usually it's our climate. It's a wet region, like you've talked about, and the recent past flooding. And
yeah, I mean, with the flooding, it's not only with, you know, damp basements, different things like that. This year was a banner year for all the vectors, your mosquitoes, which we're talking about every day in the news. Ticks. I started getting tick calls this year in January. By the time we hit June, it was insane. Mm-hmm. You know, so ticks were coming in like wildfire. But your vectors have been very problematic this year.
So when you get ticks, what do? You treat the lawns?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways to treat ticks in and around the home. They should not survive inside the house because there's nothing for them to really survive on. They want to be outside, the ticks. We see two different types of ticks here. We see the black-legged tick, which is AKA the deer tick, which everybody, you know, says I got deer ticks, or the dog tick. That's the bigger tick. When we're treating homes in and around homes, you want to concentrate on that high brush. So you want to keep grass at a minimum, make sure the brush around the exterior of the property is cut down. There's other ways of treating it. There's boxes out there, and it's too late in the season for this. So next year, keep this in mind. There's little rodent boxes that you put around the outside of the property. And when the rodent actually goes into this box, it gets a little dab of fipronil, the same thing in Frontline, on the back of the mouse, and it will kill the ticks on the mouse, hence which will stop the spread of ticks and cut down on Lyme disease.
Now, as you're talking, I can't help but think, you know, you're a professional and you know all that. You deal with this every single day and you know what to do, what not to do, what to look for, so on and so forth. There's nothing like your experience and the information that you have. A lot of times, though, homeowners take matters into their own hands. Is it suggested, recommended that people take care of these things on their own?
Some things. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could do yourself. You know, there's do-it-yourselfers, you know, all over the place. Yes, some things I think you could take care of yourself. And just by taking those steps, we talked over the past 3 weeks about cutting down on moisture, not having railroad ties, wood-to-earth contact, get rid of that. But if you are going to use something in and around the house, make sure you talk to somebody in the hardware store. Make sure you know what you're buying.
Read the label.
Label is the law. My grandfather always used to, you know, if he was spraying something, he would put double the amount, you know, that the label says, because more is better. That's not necessarily the case. Materials are made to work to the label. So make sure that you're following label directions.
Well, see, my hatred for spiders and ants and any type of insects.
Stink bugs
is so deep.
See, we won't have to worry about that in about a half hour.
Okay, good. All right. Before we go to break, I came across some great information, interesting information, and it's according to the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, put this out. New Walmart stores are tied to higher home prices, a study finds. Listen to this. According to a new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research, who would think? A new Walmart could add $4,000 to the price of a home. Economists from the University of Chicago and Brigham Young University investigated what the introduction of a Walmart store did to nearby home values. The economists analyzed more than 600,000 housing transactions between 2001 and 2006 near 159 new Walmart stores. They found homes located within a half mile from a new store saw their prices rise between 2%, 3%, or an average of 7,000 in the 2.5 years after a new Walmart store was built. The research found that Walmart acts as a community hub and consumers will pay for the convenience of having one nearby. Naturally, the authors offer several cautions. The study found that Walmart locations increase home values on average, but it is possible that in specific cases, a new store may do just the opposite. The report also didn't include rural areas where housing data was unavailable. It's break time, so we'll be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning again. And Jim Harrity, regional manager with Sites Brothers Pest Management Professionals.
Morning, Jackie. Thank you.
Morning again. Okay, before the break, we were talking about stink bugs and spiders and so on and so forth. And I thought we'd move the discussion into some other insects and problematic things that we can come across as owners of properties. And how about moths?
Well, come October, November, I always say right around Halloween time, you're going to run into moth problems, maybe some lady beetle problems throughout these areas. So moths right now going into to the fall, you want to be careful. Watch your bird seed that you're picking up at your stores. Make sure before you buy your bird seed, you shake the seed around. Make sure that moths aren't coming out. A lot of times these moths, Indian meal moths, you're bringing home from the store. So you can bring them home in your oatmeal. You can bring them home in bird seed, dog food, dog biscuits, grains. You name it, just about anything you can bring these moths home from. And what, once you bring them in, they can actually spread throughout a pantry. That's why they call them a pantry pest. They can spread into spaghettis and different things like that.
And how do you get rid of them?
Well, number one thing is find the source, get rid of the problem. So you got to find that source. And when you're looking for these moths, you're going to actually look for webs. You're going to look, open up the oatmeal, make sure that there's no webs in it. If there is webs in it, it's infested, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some pheromone traps out there that you could use. They're female pheromones, so they'll only catch males, and that's a good way to tell if there's moths inside a kitchen. And they can be purchased either online or, you know, through one of our offices. We could actually get them to you.
Okay. How do we get in touch with you?
You could either find us on the web, www.sitesbrothers.com. That's S-E-I-T-Z, brothers spelled out, .com. Call us toll free, 888-467-1008, or email us at info@sitesbrothers.com. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, @sitesbrothers.
Excellent. Okay. How about fruit flies?
Fruit flies. Everybody's having a problem now. Fruit flies. When the fruit starts falling, apple trees, different things like that, that fruit is rotting outside. You want to make sure that your screens are good. We talked a couple shows ago about having good screens on the outside. Make sure that your screens are good. Make sure that the fruit flies can't get through. Your bananas, I know not a lot of people like to do this, bananas should be kept in the fridge come late fall, because those bananas rot quick and the fruit flies will start hitting on them. Same thing with oranges, apples, you name it.
Okay, keep them in the fridge.
Clean up your syrups. If you dump a syrup, make sure that's cleaned up quick. Bleach and water solution.
Do they live in houseplants too, these fruit flies?
No, you're actually thinking of fungus gnats. Fungus gnats could live in houseplants. And who does the watering? Who waters the plants?
Well, on the outside, he does. On the inside, I have a whole room.
Well, don't overwater the plants.
Oh, really?
Once you overwater those plants, those fungus gnats can actually come up out of that soil. Uh-huh. A lot of times when that happens, 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to recommend that you change that soil. Oh, your eyes just
went up. Yeah, she doesn't want to change the soil.
That's a big job.
I know.
She won't overwater. Yeah,
don't overwater the plants.
No, I won't.
If you overwater the plants, that's what tends to happen.
Okay. I see. Well, they're just in my office, right?
Yeah, it's your office. That's okay.
That's the only place I'm allowed to put plants in the
house.
You
got it.
Okay. Now, what about mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes. We've been battling West Nile virus. You know, they've been finding them in mosquitoes locally, Lackawanna, Luzerne County. So you want to be careful with your surroundings on your properties. Bird baths. Make sure you got to get rid of standing water. That's a must. So if you have tires or something like that, make sure that they go to recycle. Make sure you're not collecting water on the property. Make sure you're getting that standing water gone.
Eliminate the water. I think of those little, we never had one, but those little kiddie pools.
Yes. Yes. If people have kiddie pools that are just sitting there with stagnant water, that should be eliminated. Bird baths. You want to keep your brush down. Make sure that the grass is cut, exterior surroundings, brush cut back, different places like that.
Okay. All right. How about centipedes? Those, I usually see those in houses in the basement, centipedes.
Centipedes. We'll stick with the moisture. I mean, dehumidifiers alone inside a basement, especially these coal region homes. Centipedes are those big hairy things. They look hairy, but
they're awful looking.
They'll scurry across a living room floor, but you can control them alone just with dehumidifying the basement. And if it keeps up after that, yes, some insecticides would have to be used, but really all you have to do is dehumidify that basement, bring that humidity down below 55%, and you shouldn't have a centipede problem.
Excellent. Okay. How do you tell a termite from a winged ant? Because they look a lot alike, correct?
Awesome. That's a great question. Termite is one full body segment. An ant will have three, a head, an abdomen, and a thorax. An ant will have one full body segment, straight antennae.
Okay.
Ants will have an elbowed antennae.
Uh-huh. And the picture is on your website, and we found a winged ant. And
inside a light fixture.
Inside
of
a light fixture. We were cleaning our light fixtures, and we found it. And because of your website, we knew how to identify
it. We said the antenna was jointed, so we knew it was an ant.
There you go. Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah, excellent information.
Thank goodness. We would have been calling you.
Yeah.
Okay, how about rodents.
Rodent season is upon us. Nobody wants to hear it or admit it.
No.
But I always say the thumb and the pinky rule. So if you look at your thumb and you look at your pinky, the thumb, a rat could fit through. Pinky, a mouse could fit through. So thumb, pinky.
Really?
Thumb, a rat can fit through.
Oh my gosh.
And a pinky, a mouse could fit through.
You know what? I really don't know if I should have had this discussion with you, because now I'm going to be afraid.
I know.
Yeah, we had squirrels in a building one time, and that nasty.
I don't know. Is she shaking worse now with mice, or is she shaking worse with the bed bugs last week?
I think the bed bugs got it.
Neither one of these topics is comfortable for me. You know?
Well, with mice, once they get in, you want to make sure that you block all those holes. They could slide through smallest cracks and crevices, and once they're in, they could set up shop, and they could do some damage throughout the house.
Actually, I just saw a chipmunk go into one of our drain pipes on the driveway side the other day, just run in when they saw me coming out of the house. And I was thinking, uh-oh.
But that goes under the ground. That's an underground drain. So it's a dead end. I know exactly where it goes.
See that? It'd be like Bill Murray.
It's a dead end.
On Caddyshack.
I can put a hose in there and say, there you go.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. I don't think the chipmunk would think it's a good idea.
Get pictures for your website. You can put that video on there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And then when he runs up my leg, I'll be screaming like a little girl.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Jim Harity, Regional Manager with Sites Brothers Pest Management Professionals, and we're talking about rodents, mice, and rats, and how they get in, and what about squirrels and chipmunks?
Squirrels and chipmunks are extremely tough, extremely tough. The squirrels, like your flying squirrels right now, flying squirrels are protected, and a lot of people don't know that. So there's not a lot that you could do for flying squirrels. Our Game Commission, our Pennsylvania Game Commission, says that if there are flying squirrels in a structure, we should then trap them, not snap trap them, live trap them. And once we catch them, we have to take them out and put them near the next to the nearest tree.
How about the nearest tree in another county? Can we do that? How about the nearest tree in Wayne County?
I mean, that's the, and then you want to exclude the house. So you could fill up those gaps along the outside of the house.
You know, I filled up the gaps one time to keep squirrels out. We took tissue, we filled it with crushed red pepper that we put in the blender, mm-hmm. turned it into a powder. They never went back into that hole because every time they hit it, it was like they were getting maced. They went and made a new hole. That's what they did.
Right next to it.
That's exactly what they did.
They'll show you.
Yeah, they'll show me.
But you want to screen off those areas, and you know sometimes there is replacement of fascia or soffit or something up top there. The other big problem right now is bats. Bats are a problem, not a problem because there is so many of them. The problem is there's so little of them. They're dying because of what's called white nose fungus. It's a white nose syndrome. So it's a fungus that's growing on their nose that's killing the bats. So really, you want to be careful. You don't want to kill the bats. You want to exclude them. So right now, in a couple weeks, we'll be gearing up to go out, remove our cones. We use a cone so they can fly out, but they can't get back in. We'll put our cones in and seal up the whole exterior of the structure. In the wintertime, we'll come back, remove those cones, and seal up the rest.
Well, if there's a bat flying around my house, I got to tell you, I'm going to be horrified.
There's bats flying around the yard. Me and Patrick, we look at them at night. They're flying around back
That's
there.
That's actually a good sign because the bats, I mean, I used to be able to sit on the deck and look up, and you could see bats at night, and that doesn't happen anymore. And I'm not 100%. Sure, why? I mean, I know that there is white nose syndrome, but could it be because of the windmills that we just put up? We're very energy conscious, so can the bats not get to those caves? I'm not 100% sure, but that's you do want to exclude them, but you do want to save the bats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bats are good.
And then those droppings, you know, if they're inside the attic, be careful. Don't try and clean them up yourself because that could actually get airborne, and you could breathe that in and get what's called histoplasmosis.
Which is what?
Which is like a, did you see that? Yeah. Which is what?
Oh my gosh.
Histoplasmosis would just be like flu-like symptoms, different things. Flu-like symptoms.
Okay.
But it could actually get you sick. When we do cleanups, what we would do is we would contain that area, wet the droppings down, vacuum them up with a HEPA filter, and then treat that area with a disinfectant.
And what do you have to wear? Some sort of space suit?
Yes, what we do is we'll wear Tyvek suits with HEPA respirators.
Well, another excellent discussion with you 3 weeks in a row.
Thank
Jim
you so
Harity.
Much.
Thank you so much from Sites Brothers. Thanks for joining us and being with us and talking about all these different insects and rodents. And we've gotten great information from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pat, before we close?
Yes, we have a two-bedroom handyman special with 1.5 baths for only $31,000. It's located at 1307 Einan Street in Scranton. This home has a ton of potential. The sheetrock has been done, new kitchen cabinets, new bathrooms, new windows, and new electric. The taxes are low. They're $1,100. Remember, it needs some work. Some of the copper pipe is missing in the basement, but it's a great opportunity for a handyman at 1307 Einan Street in Scranton, a two-bedroom, 1.5 bath home for only $31,000, and it's listed by Julie Robeck of our office.
And my tip today is clean your clothes dryer vent. Pull the dryer out from the wall, disconnect the vent pipe, and vacuum lint out of the pipe and place where it connects to the machine. Also, wipe lint off your exterior dryer vent so the flap opens and closes easily. You'll need to go outside for that, but it's quick. Remember that vents clogged with old dryer lint are a leading cause of house fires. It's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. During the week,
feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
And don't forget to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
Hey, it's me, David Madeira. Join me weekday mornings from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to start off your day right. Then stay with us all day for Glenn Beck, Laura Ingram, Sean Hannity, and Mark Levin. I can't wait to talk to you 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
He's a recovering politician,
and this is his therapy.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, David Madeira on 94.3 FM, The Talker.